over here.
Jump in.
Take it away.
Parks, I suppose you have to wait a little bit into the night to get your first pick. How are you going to handle that?
I don't know. We'll have to amuse ourselves a little bit, but it'll be interesting to just see how it all unfolds. I mean, pick 46, it is a long while to wait, but we'll be just seeing who's there.
Do you sort of take that, given what you've been able to do in the off-season anyhow?
Yeah, that was part of the plan. Bringing those mature age players with the free agency and trade, we knew we were probably going to not compromise the draft, but move out in the draft. So, we were aware of that, and we've worked our way through that accordingly.
So you rolled the dice last year trading this year's pick to get Pau Pepper, Attlee, those guys. Are you happy with that decision in hindsight now?
Yeah, that was the plan. We just traded away that first pick last year to get two first rounds last year, and that sort of worked out well. Todd played in the final, Sam Pau Pepper played in the final, Joey Attlee played a few games. So we're comfortable where we're sitting at the moment.
What sort of planning goes into a pick 46 and your few after that in terms of, if you have pick 5, you've got to sort of have 5 blokes on a short list. Do you have a short list of 50 blokes?
It's a bit longer than that. I think our last pick 63, so we've got a list that goes all the way out there. We just sort of worked through who we thought might be the first 20 and didn't do a lot of work on those boys and then plowed through the next sort of 40. So, we're comfortable with how we've gone through the process and, we'll just have to see what happens.
When it gets to a point that late in the draft, do you pick on potential, or blokes that you think can come in? Are there blokes that you think can come in and have impact straight away and pick 50
odd? Oh, look, you never know. You always hope. But as I said, with the players we brought in through earlier and through the trade, we filled some gaps. So we're probably able to speculate a little bit with our draft picks, considering they're sort of in the back end of the draft.
Is that nice for a recruiter being able to go in and say, I'll swing for the fences a little bit here?
Well, it's different. You don't get that that opportunity every now and again. So we'll probably work a little bit of talent and speculation in all our picks.
When you're picking that late down, do you look more towards South Australian kids if they're still on the board, or do you just go the best available?
Oh, we'll probably still work out, probably not so much best available, but also with a bent towards sort of what we need to top up our list, player type. So it's always good to pick a local boy, but we'll just have to wait and see how that pans out.
Are you hopeful that you're lucky?
Take 2.
Are you hoping that Jackson Edwards might still be on the board there for one of your late picks?
Jackson, no. He's an interesting one. He's had a really good season this year and even last year. He's put together a good resume. So I'm sure we're not the only club that's sort of discussed him through the draft process. And obviously Adelaide are going to do what they're going to do through the rookie pick. So, we'll have to wait and see.
Doesn't help having Scott Thompson on board as a midfield development coach there with his relationship with Jackson?
Oh, it probably doesn't hurt, but also I said Tyson, was at our club for a few years as well, so we've got a pretty good understanding of Jackson and what he's capable of.
He'd be worth a late pick then, wouldn't he?
Given the season he's had, yeah. He's got some AFL qualities.
Are you surprised the Crows are going to roll the dice with Jackson?
Oh, look, I don't know what their management strategy is. They're obviously only having a couple of picks, so that's up to them, really.
I think they've said openly they're not going to take him.
Yeah, they've said they're going to take him as a rookie, but yeah, we'll just have to, it's up to them. They do what they do and everyone else does what everyone else does.
Is that the same with you guys to have 38 players in the senior list and then have, say, 5 or 6 in the rookie list?
Well, yeah, we have flexibility. So you can have 38, 39, 40, yeah. And then you just have rookies to make up whatever you need to get the 44. So each club operates differently.
So you sort of decide you're going to have 38 yet or
not? We're going to just wait and see what I said at the back end of the draft. You're not sure who's going to be available when it's your turn to pick. So we'll just play it by ear and make a decision on the night.
You mentioned topping up player types. What exactly are you looking for without giving too much away, obviously? But what type of players do you think you will be targeting?
We lost Matt White, Jarman Impey. So, some sort of those sort of type of players might come into calculations.
So speed profile is probably a big one?
That probably wouldn't hurt, yeah. That's probably one area where we couldn't, Rockleaf, Watson, might covers that a little bit, but yeah, that's probably one area.
And there's been some talk about live trading during the draft. Would that be something you'd hypothetically be open to, or?
Yeah, looking forward to it. There is talk that's going to come in next year, and we're in favour of that. We think it'll add some excitement to the night and keep us on our toes for a bit longer.
And mid-season trading as well, we're straying a little bit here, but would that be something you'd be interested in exploring?
Oh, I'd have to see more of the detail, but that's sort of a bit more out of my area. But I don't think philosophically as a club we're sort of totally against it, but have to see what they propose.
Coach, a bit of a directive given where the club's been the last couple of years, and then you get back to the finals this year. Was there a bit of a directive to sort of go for the here and now with mature age players rather than nurture a bit of talent?
Well, it wasn't really a directive, it was just sort of the way it sort of panned out. Those boys became available and we sort of had some room on our list in the salary cap to do that. So it wasn't a directive from above or anything like that. It was just sort of the way it worked.
With the rookie draft on Monday, is there a chance it will take Lindsay Thomas and Lock Plus?
Oh, look, you know, we've obviously spoken to a few different people along the way, and you know, there's been speculation all the way through about Lindsay Thomas. I don't think people will be too surprised if he ends up at Port Adelaide.
What about Mark Plus?
Well, once again, Michael's another one that we'll talk about. But we've got to work out what we get through, you know, tomorrow night, what ends up on our list after that.
That's still an opportunity to top up with more senior players.
There's always an opportunity to do that, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, guys. Thanks. Thank you.